are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Good evening and welcome to the continuation of the launch Getting Prepared for College Education series on There Is Life After Layoff radio show. Now, tonight is a little bittersweet for me because it is actually the culmination of our seven-part series. So, you know, what we're going to do is provide you with a recap of the most important takeaways from each one of the past six shows. So just in case you may have missed out on some of this great information during a particular show, no worries, because tonight it gives you another opportunity to take advantage of some of this wonderful information that has been shared with you by my co-host and her team of experts. Now, my co-host and I, our goal is always to want to set you up for success, which is one of the main reasons why we decided to create this series. And, of course, this series was especially created for the parents of current high school students such as myself who just might be overwhelmed with the whole how do I get my child ready for college process. And it is also for the current undergraduate students. So just because you're in school now does not mean that you can't take advantage of applying for new scholarships to help finance your continuing college education. And it is also for that individual who might be thinking about going back to school to get an advanced degree. Now, I need to let you know that just because it is an advanced degree doesn't mean that you can't apply for scholarships, because there are some great scholarships available for those as students as well. So as I've said throughout the remaining the past shows on this series, I said, get your pen, get your paper, be ready to take some great notes, because we are launching for the last time this evening. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Now, of course, There Is Life After Layoff was my vision from God that I received, and it is my very transparent journey and proof of how facing my own truths has allowed me to grow in all areas of my life, both personally and professionally, while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who helped to guide this conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past that fear in your life and explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover and then walk in your life's purpose. And in doing so, together, we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. And so with that said, I say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. And, of course, this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You're the ones who help to drive this show, and that is why we continue to do it from month to month and week to week. We always want to hear from you. And so throughout the series, though, we kind of did that a little bit differently. We ask you to actually email your questions to me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And that does not change. Although the series is ending, we still will continue to field your questions about this particular subject matter. So you can continue to email those questions to me, and I will definitely make sure that I share those with my co-host and her team of experts, and I will definitely get answers back to you regarding your questions about getting ready for college. So once again, please continue to email your questions or comments to me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and I always look forward to hearing from you. So now we're ready to get started, and you know, it is really true what they say, because time really does fly when you're having fun. This has gone by so quickly, the seven parts of this series, and tonight's part 7 of the final episode, excuse me, of the Launch Getting Prepared for College Education series. We are going to be wrapping this up and tying a nice, neat little bow in all of the information that was shared with you over the past 6 shows. And to help me do that, once again, I am so honored to have joining me this evening a very special guest co-host. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Ms. Deborah Williams. She is the CEO and founder of A Fresh Start LLC and creator of the Launch Soaring into Higher Education Consulting Program. Welcome, Deborah.
Hey, Ellie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing so fine. Can you believe it? We've already gone through 7 shows.
No, I can't. I remember it was very cold when we started. Mm-hmm. And maybe in some places it's still very cold in
exactly.
April.
Exactly. This crazy weather we're having this year.
Yeah, but it went very fast. I mean, we are so appreciative you've given us the opportunity to speak and, you know, to the community about what the launch is about and how powerful education is. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much for giving us that chance.
My pleasure, because I know as a parent of a high school student, if the very same questions that I had, I know there are hundreds and hundreds of parents out there who may be tuning in who have the same questions that I had. So, you know, this was just, it helped me, and I know, and I pray that it did help some of our listeners tuning in. So, you know, that's what we're here for. So I thank
right.
you and your team for taking the time to share your knowledge and your wisdom. It's greatly appreciated, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well. So as I mentioned, we've kind of come full circle here. But I want to remind, before we get started, I want to remind our listeners that please stay tuned to the entire show because, you know what, it's not too late to qualify for the Launch Preparing for College Education giveaway, and it is a package valued at over $500, and it is being gifted to one of our faithful listeners by Deborah and her team of consultants. So you want to make sure that you stay tuned so I can give you those final details of how you can submit your entry into the giveaway to be qualified to win that package. So please make sure that you stay tuned in. And so, Deborah, before we get started in the heart of the program, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you were inspired to create the Launch Soaring into Higher Education Consulting Program.
Okay. I'm the owner of a company I have is a Fresh Start LLC, which started in 2006, and that came from a layoff on a position. And I worked for a mortgage company, and I got laid off. Terminated, as you may say, is because I was being honest, and they wasn't used to being honest, and they told me that I was telling the clients too much information when it came about, you know, when it came about their finances, and I didn't think that was fair because when you put yourself in that situation, if you're trying to buy a home, you want to know all the information that you need to know about buying your home and your money.
Right.
So once I was let go of that position. That's how I created a Fresh Start LLC, and that's been in business since 2006, and it's been totally a blessing because I work strictly from referrals, and it's just amazing, and you was with us at an event, and you saw a lot of contacts that we
yes.
made with different people from networking, and I was just moving forward. I was helping a friend of mine, helping her daughters, their twins, they're getting ready for college. This is their last year in high school. And she needed assistance for them to research for scholarships because she did not have time because she's a nurse. And she was getting her MBA. And she was overwhelmed. So she asked me to help her research for scholarships. And what I did was I researched for scholarships and sent them to her daughter and her and let them know about these other scholarships that's available for each one of their profiles. So each one of them was different. Didn't have the same type of interest, and their GPAs was different.
Okay.
I didn't realize how much work it was. And so once I sent it over to the students and the mother realized it was really too much work. And so then what I decided is this is something that we need to create for parents and students to have a team who can help them build this profile, who can research scholarships for them. So I have this beautiful professional women that work with me that you'll meet tonight, as you met previously, who help research based on their profile and their needs. And that's what we do. We help students find scholarships, and based on their needs, we help in undergrad, grad students, and students with PhDs, and technology students as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's just definitely an overwhelming process because, you know, as I, even though my daughter's a sophomore, it's never too early to start, really. And I'm one of these moms, and you know me pretty well, and I'm a planner. I'm a hands-on type of person. And so, you know, I got the A personality, you know.
Right, me too.
So I decided, you know, to start kind of looking into it, and oh my goodness, the amount of information blew my mind. And so definitely this type of service is so needed, and especially for, you know, parents that are working full-time, and then, you know, oh my goodness, you could get lost in the shuffle. And so I appreciate you having that insight and being obedient to, you know, what God planted in you to do for other people. So thank you for that, because, you know, if you did not, you know, move forward with what you felt in your heart to, that was needed, we wouldn't be having this conversation tonight.
Correct. That's correct.
So,
you have to listen.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. So I think what we're going to do, and you tell me if this is a great idea or not, what I felt that we should do is kind of move through each individual show, and each person who was the expert during that show can kind of share, you know, the top takeaways that they want our listeners to know that they may have shared throughout the show, and if they, you know, have any resources or anything like that that they feel like somebody may have not had a chance to write down. So what do you think about that idea? You think that's a great way of us kind of wrapping this whole thing up?
Oh, most definitely, yes. I think that would be great, and we can talk to each one of the consultants on the different topic that they went through during those series.
Absolutely.
That
would
be great.
Okay, so perfect. So part one of our series actually aired back on January 23rd, and Deborah, you were the expert that helped to kick off the series, and you kind of share with us a little bit about the overall picture of the process. So with that said, can you give us a few of the most important takeaways that you want to share with us from the show that kicked off the series?
Yes. What I like to do first is, you know, let everyone know what the mission is of the launch.
Okay.
You know, it's just not based on college students as well. And what we do is we research all avenues of scholarships in order to provide services to high school students, undergrad and grad, as we said. But also the students come from a variety of backgrounds and includes, like, students who was adopted. You know, a lot of them did not know that they can apply for scholarships just for being adopted, foster care, homeless students, those with special and financial needs, or students that need additional funds for college assistance. And so we feel that every student deserves an opportunity, an equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And we build profiles, and, you know, a little bit of what we do is we build profiles based on their needs of their opportunity, you know, to make them have an opportunity. So it's based on their needs, I'm sorry. And that's how we get started. We basically communicate with different friends, or we network with everyone. We do not market. We have a market with the launch, but it's based on who's who or who knows who. And that's how we got started so far. And the parents who are reaching out to me today is just from a referral of what they heard from the show. Basically, it starts, number one, and then you hear Pamela talking about that, is based on their profile and needs. And that comes from, you know, the parents' income. You know, how can we find their profile as far as the education and toward the scholarships they need if we do not know what their parents make? And that may seem nosy to some parents, but that tells us how much, you know, income we can qualify them for, because some of them may not be qualified for those types of scholarships, and we don't want to waste the parents or the student time to apply for these, and we don't want to waste the consultant's time as well.
Right.
So that's
right.
Our very, very first step, you know, and then we take it from there. That profile builder is our lead way towards this whole process.
Okay. So then that leads us into, since you mentioned the profile builder, unless there was anything else that you wanted to share about, you know, getting started with the process, that leads us into part two, which aired on February 13th. And so when we talked about the profile builder, so go ahead and welcome your colleague on air, and then we'll get started with talking about the main takeaways about that.
Yes, I'd like to welcome Ms. Pamela Miles, and Pam will talk briefly about her special technique that she thinks is very important for building the profile for our students. Hello, Pam.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Pam. Great. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, yeah, go ahead. You got it.
I'd just like to tell you guys about the Profile Builder. What it is it's an instrument that is used exclusively by the launch to obtain personal and academic information from the student and the parents. This information that we obtain allows us to research scholarships that will be a perfect fit for the student. One of the most important things about the Profile Builder is as Deb had mentioned earlier, is the parents' income. Not that we want to be nosy, we don't care about what they make, but it helps us ascertain the type of scholarships that the child will be qualified for. So okay. There are a lot of income-based scholarships. There are also scholarships where parents are on disability, and a lot of people don't know that. So, you know, we look for these things when we get the Profile Builder. And also the GPA is important as well, because that allows us to get an idea of the student's academia throughout their whole high school, you know, career.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the most important things that help us with the Profile Builder to ascertain the type of scholarships that we're going to go after.
Right. So it's a good, you and Deborah both made a valid point. You know, a lot of people are really iffy about sharing their information, but it's necessary and it serves a purpose. It's not that you're digging and trying to get into people's business. It's so you can really work for the in the best interest of the child and that particular family. So it's necessary, you know, to share that kind of information. And, of course, there is a level of confidentiality that I know that, you know, you hold.
Definitely.
You're protecting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. And that's a good point, too, Allie, because I know when we was researching, we had one student and the consultants had found all of these scholarships. We was all excited, and we sent the information over to the student and the parent and found out that they did not qualify because of their income. So that made us pull back, like, wait a minute. And they did all this research, but that was something we did not think about. So this is the reason why. Because you can do all this work, and that student can do all this work, and then she'll come back and say, you know what, I did not qualify. My parents make too much money.
Mm.
So that's why it's so important. We had that with one of our students, and we had to pull back, and then you had to research a little more deeper.
Okay. So, yes, so, guys, if you're listening, this is the reason why they ask those important questions, because they want to find the best fit for your student. You know, nobody wants to waste a whole lot of time. Time is one of the most valuable resources that we have, and once it's gone, it's gone. You don't get it back. So let's spend
right.
that time
That's
and
it.
Use that time wisely, right?
Right,
exactly.
So thank you so much for that, Pam. So then moving on to part three, which aired on February 27th. This show was a good one. Not that all of them weren't good, but this one had a lot of meat and potatoes about the FAFSA. And filling out that form. So, Deborah, will you do the honors of welcoming your colleague on to talk about that?
Yes, we have no other than Ms. Leslie Montgomery, who will be discussing the FAFSA information to all of us tonight. And Leslie is our technical guru, too. So we stick on FAFSA. Maybe we'll be good, but she can take you to another level. So hello, Leslie.
Hello, good evening. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine,
good.
Leslie. Thank you for joining us this evening. So the floor is yours.
Okay. So FAFSA, that acronym stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It is a form that you can have it in a paper copy, but of course, I would always push to go to electronic via the web. It is necessary to apply for, you know, your federal student aid, such as grants, work studies, and loans. However, by completing this and submitting the FAFSA form, which is free, it gives you access to the largest source of financial aid to pay for college or career schools. Most states and colleges use your FAFSA information to determine your eligibility for state and school aid. So saying that is when you're filling out FAFSA and it's part of the Department of Education, it is available for any school that you apply to. So you don't have to go to a particular school to apply for it. All students and prospective students are encouraged to file a FAFSA application to apply for student financial aid. College is expensive. Education is expensive.
Yes.
And most people are eligible for some form of aid. I know there are a lot of myths out there that say if you make this amount of money, you're not eligible. So there is something called a FAFSA forecaster to help you try to estimate your federal student aid. But you are eligible for some type of aid regardless of your income, where you're from, your ethnicity, or anything that you think, the myths that you've been hearing out there, you'll find some eligibility. And the best resource I would say for the individual would be to go to FAFSA.gov, and that is the main site. It is available for everyone to go there, and it has answers to questions that you may have. There's also a site called the Guide to Federal Student Aid, and that is at studentaid.gov, and you can get information there. Now, I briefly talked about the FAFSA forecaster to help estimate your federal student aid. You can find that forecaster at the FAFSA.gov website, and you'll select go under the box that says Thinking About College, and that'll come up and fill out the information, and it'll give you an estimate or a guess of how much financial aid you're eligible for.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. So, yeah, one of the major points that you just made again tonight, and then I remember back when we did this particular show, a lot of people don't feel like they need to fill it out, like you said, but we can't say that enough. Fill it out. You don't know unless you ask, almost.
Correct.
It's almost along that same line. Don't assume that you're not going to get any aid because you could be missing out on money. You know, it may not be an exorbitant amount, but you know what? Money is money.
I tell people, walking out of college, you walk out with debt. You're going to walk out with debt. Your decision is to figure out how much debt. There's billions of dollars in FAFSA. So if you don't have it, you didn't have it before. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So please. Go out there and utilize that free site to see if there is money available to you.
Wow, that's good.
That's
good
great.
Advice. Absolutely.
And we help, too, with that. We assist students, too, and parents help complete their form if they need assistance with that as well. Because a lot of parents feel intimidated and students feel intimidated by the form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I looked at it and my eyes crossed. So yeah, I called Deborah. I was like, "Oh my gosh, what in the world is this?"
I know, right?
So
yeah.
I can relate to that. So yes, but you know, there's help out there. If you don't know, there's so many resources at your disposal. There are people willing to help you. So you have to ask. We don't know you're having trouble unless you ask.
That is correct.
Thank you so much, Leslie, for sharing key points. So now moving right along, the next show, part four, aired on March 13th, and we talked about another very important subject, getting the student prepared to take the SAT or the ACT. So, Deborah, would you like to welcome your colleague on?
Yes, we have Ms. Tara Avery. Tara is an educator with high school students, and she can tell you some facts. Even she has her sons, one is in college now and one is getting prepared to go to college and taking the SAT, the ACT. I think they have been practicing. She was telling us on the show, previous show. So, Tara, can you give us some information or your key picks off for SATs and ACTs?
Yes, good evening, everyone. This is Tara Avery, and I am going to give a recap of the SAT and ACT and a true testament that I would like to share before I give you my final fact is preparation is definitely key. And as I mentioned on our call, my youngest son, who's a junior in high school, is preparing for the ACT, which he took on the 14th of April. And we've been practicing, but he has been, like, you know, nonchalant about it, excuse me, and just not taking it as seriously as I told him to. And as a parent, you know, we have to stay on our children, but we want them to also, like, take initiative and be accountable.
Right.
So he gets to the test. He doesn't have his ticket. Luckily, he has his name on the list. And then he texts me and says, they don't give calculators and pencils. I was like, really? I said, I sent you the email 5 days ago. So the test for both of us was me not to rescue him and let him learn the lesson right then, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, panicking and frustrated and trying to run and find a calculator and a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily he was able to stay in. Someone gave him a pencil, a friend from his school, because, you know, they go according to region, the, you know, the side of town you live on. They all go to one central location for their school system or their area. So
right.
he took the test, but he was like, oh, my God, it was so hard. I was like, really? And he was like, I mean, the math. And we took the robust or the robust test, I think, for the ACT. We took that test. And he was like, oh, you know, I took his phone. He was just, like, so distracted. And in this age, the phone and the game is, like, you know, taken over. We have to – but for me
right.
and him, he got a chance to really see how real this really is. Like,
yes.
he caught on to GPA. Mm-hmm. He caught on to class ranking, but he hadn't caught on to this test yet. So now he has the picture. So mm-hmm. he's taking it a little more seriously. So that's the first takeaway for parents. That's a true testimony from me. In him, and I had to let him drop the – I had to drop the ball so he could pick it up.
There you go.
The other most important part was, for me, the takeaway, and excuse my voice, one important takeaway, which I just mentioned, is parents and students should prepare as early as ninth grade, mm-hmm. especially if the PSAT is offered to ninth graders. It's not often offered as ninth grade. You have a few, they'll give them a waiver. So.
Right.
I think it depends on income, so they should definitely check that to make sure. But by 10th grade, everyone takes the PSAT. You should
right.
take it seriously. It's an opportunity to get your name in for various scholarships according to your, you know, career choice or a field you want to go into, regardless of the school you would like to go to. But it also gives you, like, true insight of your strengths and weaknesses, and you can build your platform on those results. Excuse me, to determine, okay, I need to focus more here and less there, more here, there, and then also with what resources you need to buy. Or, you know, like focusing on this particular, like with ACT, if it's math, you know, you can get the whole book that covers each area, but you may want to kind of, you know, focus in on getting more math tutoring
right.
than the other areas. The other thing I would take away is take advanced courses in high school. Take advantage of all test prep opportunities that your school provides. Even if there's a fee, sometimes it's discounted because it's through the school. And any free resource you can find online, take that and then use your money to, you know, invest in particular resources that aren't available online.
Right.
Group tutoring
right.
is also a great aspect. And pretty much find a schedule. Well, create your schedule. Stick to it regardless. And you have to be consistent, especially if you have poor test-taking skills,
mm-hmm.
not that you're a poor student, but test-taking. And it's more so, it's more than just the knowledge. It's like anxiety, stress. So all those
yeah.
things play a part in preparing for that test. So that's my takeaway.
Those are some really good points, Tara. Thank you for sharing that, because I'm going through that with my daughter. Not that she's not taking it seriously, but I think, you know, she's a little bit more nonchalant than I would like her to be at this point in time. And she has taken the PSAT, and she didn't do too bad for her first time around. But she's getting ready to sit for the SAT for her first time next month. And then I've also scheduled her down the road for the ACT because I want her to really get the experience of both tests to see which one she does better on, because then that's the one we're going to concentrate on. So you've made some really good points. And like you said, sometimes, you know, even as parents, even though we hate to see our children fall, we have to in order for them to really get the picture. The bigger picture.
Yeah, our next step is SAT
right.
as well. So
right.
But you have
so thank
right.
you. Those are some really good points. And thankfully, my daughter's school actually started offering an SAT prep class as part of the curriculum. And so
yes.
she was able to take advantage of that. So that has helped and it's kind of given her a little bit of insight and some you know, tidbits and hints and what have you about how to take that test. And, you know, so I have her, you know, doing some practicing and trying to get prepared. But like I said, you know, she'll see after she takes it for the first time. And it's not something to take lightly. So, you know, but it is what it is, and, you know, I don't want it to stress me out along the way.
Exactly.
She'll be fine. But you know what, Deborah, before we move on to the next part, we're at a point where I'm going to pause to take a very quick station break, and then when we return, we're going to continue to do our recap with Deborah and her team of consultants. And please remember to stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we're going to be giving you final details about how you could still qualify to win a complete Launch Soaring into Higher Education scholarship consultation package. So please stay tuned. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff radio show.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio, you're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right, we're back. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Allie, and I'm joined by my special guest, co-host Ms. Deborah Williams, along with the Launch Team Consultants. And you're listening to the Launch Preparing for College Education series on There Is Life After Layoff radio show. And we're broadcast through UpToMeRadio.com website. That's UpToMeRadio.com. And we encourage you to join us every second and fourth Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And tonight we are actually wrapping up our 7-part college preparedness series with Deborah and her team of consultants from the Launch College Preparedness Consulting Program. But if you still have questions pertaining to this subject matter, you can certainly continue to email those questions to me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And I will make sure that I get them to Deborah for her and her team to address, and I will have those answers back to you. And we look forward to hearing from you. So now what we're going to do is we're going to pick up where we left off. And before the break, we were talking about Ms. Tara Avery gave us some great insight and some great takeaways for preparing for the SAT and ACT. And now, Deborah, we're going to move on to Part 5, which aired on March 27th. And we were talking about getting prepared for the scholarship interview. So please do the honors of welcoming your team member on.
We're going to welcome no other than Ms. Velma Wright. Velma is an educator as well, and she's going to talk to us about the importance of preparing for an interview process. And no other than Ms. Velma. Hi, Velma.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, team. Hi, Allie.
Hey, how are you, Velma? Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Good.
Well, Allie, many of the large scholarships require interviews before they award any offers to students, and the scholarship boards want to meet you face-to-face to determine the character and the personality to see if the application fits the applicant. And we talked about how important it is to prepare for the scholarship interview, just like any job interview that you would have, you would prepare. So we pointed out a number of things to do in order to prepare for that important interview. But if I had to summarize what's most important, it would be to do your research. And when I say do your research, use the internet to research assessment methods such as interviews, research the kinds of questions, and take the time to put together honest responses to them before you go to the interview. And I think something that's very important among these important points that I've already mentioned is use the internet to research the organization's website to find out information about the organization's purpose, their strategy, their values, and the people that work within that organization. Using the internet as a resource to find out as much information as you possibly can, that only benefits you. It helps you when you walk into that room. And like I said, they want to meet the person face-to-face to determine if you're a good fit for their organization because they're awarding money to you, and they want to know if, you know, you're the person that they want, you know, to give that money to. So use the internet to do your best when you get to that interview. And the resources that I think is important for finding out more information is LinkedIn. Of course, the organization's website, find out as much information as possible. And I also mentioned another website or resource that you could possibly use is the College Raptor. It gives you articles and research on scholarships and scholarship interview questions. So find out as much as you possibly can to prepare yourself when you walk into that interview room so you can knock it out of the ballpark.
Right. Very good information. And I think I want to make a point, because I think we talked about this during the actual show, where we said that not all scholarships are going to require this type of interview.
Exactly.
It's the people get nervous when you start talking about interviews, and so then they want to shy off and say, well, I'm not applying for those scholarships. You know, not all scholarships requires an interview. So can you clarify for us the specific type of scholarships that are really going to require the interview or in your experience?
Well, most of the larger and most prestigious scholarship awarders, they're going to be the ones that want to meet you face-to-face and put,
okay,
as I said, a face on the application that you submitted. And, you know, it looks good on paper, but what does it look like, you know, the real
person,
thing? So
right.
That's what, yeah, exactly.
Okay, good information, very good information. And don't be nervous, just be yourself. But just like, you know, we've been saying throughout the show, prepare. You know, if you prepare,
exactly. Prepare.
Then, you know, you'll be comfortable. And they're not there to intimidate you. And I think that Deborah may have shared an example, or one of her team may have shared an example of their daughter going in for the interview, and they had asked her to sing a song.
Yes, I think it was Pam. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was
right.
Pam.
Yeah.
Right, and you know that came out of the blue, but it got her the scholarship, didn't it?
Yes,
exactly.
It did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So be prepared for anything, I guess.
That's it. That's
then,
it.
A lesson in that is, if you say you can sing, you better know how to sing, right?
That's for sure.
So thank you for that, Velma. So
you're welcome.
Moving on to part six, we kind of talked a little bit about resources and what have you, but we also talked about technology. So, Deborah, we're going to pull in your tech guru to talk a little bit about the technology. We know who that is, right?
Yes, we do. Do we have time? Yes, we're going to bring back Ms. Leslie Montgomery, which this is her baby. So, Leslie, let's go. Talk to
let's
us.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
That's right. The floor is yours, Leslie.
I would just say, when you're looking at technology, never go and ask anyone that is a tech enthusiast what is the best thing for you. Mm-hmm. Because they will always tell you what they would purchase, and you may never, ever use anything that they put on your machine. I know a lot of people are looking at getting Apple products. Just be aware of what you may need for your particular interest or your particular field of study. And when you're going in to talk to someone about technology, I always say get good, better, and best. So a salesperson will always try to sell you their idea of what's best. Remember, it's their idea. It's their perception. So
right. The
best thing to do is, if they can give you the technical requirements of the three that they think is good, better, best, then go through them and just do a comparison of what they are. You might not know what each technical spec is, but you can tell the difference from something that's 100 more or 100 less or 50 more or 50 less. So those are the numbers you want to look at. I would probably say when you're looking today for anything, the minimum you would probably get is at least you want to look at the minimum. Like, most things are going now in a terabit is for a hard drive, and that's just the size of a hard drive. Can you get something that's 500 gigs? Yes. Everything is going to what we call the cloud now. So
right.
You don't necessarily even need a hard drive because you can put it in the cloud. Those are the things you want to look at. So if you don't need a large hard drive because you're going to put it in the cloud, you might not want to spend that additional money.
Absolutely.
And when you're looking at things, just be aware most laptops or PCs or anything that's not a Mac does not include software.
Mm-hmm.
You have
right,
to buy
right,
that
right.
separately.
Right.
You have to buy that separately. And now what they're doing is you're buying a subscription that you'll pay for on a yearly basis.
Right.
However, if you're in school, that subscription will be less, and you can use your school address to get a discounted price.
Right. And you know what? You made a good point, Leslie, because my daughter is thinking about she wants to pursue a career in film and television, and so she
mm-hmm.
wants to go to a school that's going to prepare her for that. And so we did a tour at the school, and we asked those questions about the
right.
type of software. But what I did was my husband wanted to buy her something that will kind of get her started. So we went to an industry professional, someone that I knew
Absolutely.
That does that.
Mm-hmm.
as a career, and he told us some of the specifications that she would need and something to help get her started. He told us about the software, and you're absolutely
right.
correct. He had to buy the type of software that she needed, but it was something that's going to kind of go with her. And, you know, we wanted her to be industry ready when she comes out of school. So,
Perfect.
You know, why not start working on this type of software that the industry professionals use, you know?
Absolutely.
So utilize your resources, utilize people in your community who may be doing those types of jobs or the career that you're interested in. A lot of them are out there willing to share that knowledge, you know? So just ask.
Absolutely. Yes. And there's another thing. There's a site out there called LinkedIn that we try to push people to, especially it's usually for business professionals, but we push
right.
them to LinkedIn so that they can build a profile and start interacting with people in that field and start building resources.
Right.
Correct. And not wait till you graduate or get to college, but start building it at that point. And then you can figure out what is the best thing that they're using in the field. Not what's new and greatest, but what is the best software that is available. Yes.
Exactly.
Because the
exactly.
new and greatest is not always the best. As we tell people, you don't buy first generation.
Right. Right. Exactly. So good information, good insight. So, yeah, you got to be really careful. You got to do your homework, do your due diligence,
yeah.
and just
mm-hmm.
be prepared, you know, and ask questions.
Right.
People are willing to help if you just ask. So.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Thank
well, that
you
sounds
so
like
much,
you
Leslie.
Need to take. It sounds like you need to take your own technical guru with you
well,
when you buy.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I would be calling
wow.
Leslie up.
not do that. Here's what I would say to you. It's always good to ask somebody, but you know what your budget is,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over
mm-hmm.
your budget. Technology changes every 18 months. You're not keeping up with
mm-hmm.
the Joneses, and only little things change. They're not huge things that change.
Right.
They're small
oh.
things. So you can always figure out a way to upgrade it without having to purchase brand new.
Absolutely. And the one major point that you made is when you go into stores, they're there to try to get a sale. So
Absolutely.
Do your homework. You know, don't
mm-hmm.
rely on what they say because they're going to try to sell you the biggest and best thing at the most
that's,
money because
right.
that's what they're there for, you know. So do your
Correct.
Homework.
Right. And if you walk into a store and say, can you help me and give me your opinion? You've given them free range to give you what they think you need.
Exactly.
You should know what you need. And I guarantee if you go and ask the salesperson for technical specs, they'll treat you different.
Mm-hmm. That's
because
what my husband
okay.
does. He'll kind of
yeah.
goat them sometimes just to see what they know, but he's already done the research and then he'll hit them
Correct.
Over the head with it.
Correct. So it's just like buying a car. Right.
Yes.
Or any
yes.
piece of electronics.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leslie. That's good information. I will be keeping your number handy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, thank you, everyone. You know what? This information has just been so valuable, and I want to personally take the time to say thank you, ladies, for taking the time out of your schedules to share your time, not only your time, but your knowledge and your expertise with my listening audience. It is so appreciated, and I'm sure that those who are listening appreciate it as well. So thank you for helping to take some of the guesswork out of, you know, helping to get our children prepared and ready for college. Thank you. I mean, what else can I say? Thank you. I am so humbled and so honored that you have joined us to do this series.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Deborah, you know what? It's that time for us to to tell our listeners about the Launch Preparing for College Education giveaway. It is not too late for our team to, for our listeners to qualify. So, they're going to win a scholarship consultation package valued at over $500. So that's a win-win, and it's very easy to qualify. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about what that package actually will include for that person who may win this package.
This package would include, like you said, it's a $500 value. This would include us setting up the student profile. We will research at least 5 scholarships for them based on their profile, and we will be their point to go person as far as we will be their, their confidant, or we will be their mediator. We will be the person of reference for the family member and the student. So if they have any questions, we will remind them when that scholarship is due, you know, what they have to do for that scholarship. Basically, we would do everything for them but prepare that scholarship. And that will go through the entire process. If they complete that five scholarships, we may give them additional more. It just depends on that student. And the price range for those scholarships can start as low as $500 to up to $10,000 to $20,000. So this, be honest, is the perfect time to do it because now is approaching summer and school is getting ready to end. So this will be the time for the parents and the students to start now, starting at the 10th grade or 9th grade, and up to start researching for scholarships, and we will be there for them, especially for the summer. And they are not under as much pressure than they would be in high school, you know, while they're in school, because they can be researching. You know, they'd be working for themselves instead of what the teachers is asking them to do.
Absolutely.
So that is what we will do.
So, you know what, there's no excuse, guys. All you have to do is listen to the podcast so you can qualify. So it's really simple. And last week we actually shared the last of our secret words that made up our Preparing for College Education giveaway catchphrase. And so you should have a total of 6 secret catchphrase words, okay? So now that you have all 6 of the words that you know, it will spell out our secret catchphrase, and all you have to do is email me the correct catchphrase, and you can email that to thelaunch, thelaunch, giveaway@gmail.com, along with your contact information, and you'll qualify to win this great consultation package, okay? So it's simple. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win. You know, you're getting a great value for, you know, just listening to a few shows. And all of our shows are recorded, and you can listen to those through the uptomeradio.com website. They're all out there for you to listen to, so there's no excuse. What you know, you can't help. That's a great, great deal, Deborah. That's a great deal. So I hope that someone will, you know, more than one person will take advantage of this opportunity. It's so simple. And I want to let you know that the entry cutoff is this Thursday, April 26th at 5 p.m. So you have from, if you haven't listened to any of the shows, you have from now until April 26th at 5 p.m. And what we'll do is once we get our names and we have our drawing, Deborah will be the person to select that winning name. We will post our winner on the Up to Me Radio website, and as well we will post it on our social media accounts. So it's a no-brainer. I hope that someone will take advantage of that. It's a great, great package. It's a great value, bang for your buck. And so here we are, Deborah. I want to personally say thank you to you again, and thank you to your entire team for being a part of this wonderful series. It was great. I learned a lot. Thank you so much. And I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listeners how we can follow you on social media, how we can contact you and your team and learn more about your services that you offer. So please share that with us.
Yes, they can visit our website at www.thelaunch.services. And there you can see our team, far as what each team member does, a little intro about the team, and they can contact us via website, or they can contact me at 678-805-7075. And we will take it from there. We'll be glad to hear from them. And I'd like to thank all of my consultants, because each one of them have a passion. And you cannot work with a group if they do not have a passion for what they believe in. And what we believe is giving back to the community and making sure that our young community soar. And that's what it's all about. So please contact us.
Absolutely. We did this with success in mind for the student, for the parents, for all family members involved, because it takes a village. I really believe that. It takes a village to raise a child, and I count on all the people in my village to help with my children's success in life. And I don't have all the answers, but I do know how to ask questions. And so that is what I want to do to you and your team, because I had a lot of questions, and I thank you for your heart of service, and thank you for your heart to help others and sow seeds of success in the lives of others. And so thank you so much for doing this with us.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. So everyone, please mark your calendars for Tuesday, May 8th. When my special guest on the next episode of There Is Life of Leia Radio Show will be author, psychotherapist, professor, and empowerment speaker, Dr. Carlia East. She has written a powerful book titled The Hangover, Overcoming Emotional Addiction. Okay, that's a mouthful in itself. That should make you want to tune in alone. Dr. East will talk to us about how to recognize, heal, and overcome emotional addiction. She wants us to learn how to live with a sober heart and find true happiness. Okay, I'm telling you, after talking with Dr. East, you're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be a powerful show. So please plan to tune in on Tuesday, May 8th. And please don't forget to listen to all of our past recorded podcasts. Anything that you may have missed, you can access them on the There Is Life After Layoff show page, which is, once again, available on uptomeradio.com. It's up2meradio.com. Our past recorded podcasts are also available on iTunes and on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app for your mobile device. And you'll find both on iTunes and Stitcher, you can find Up to Me Radio both on iTunes and Stitcher by just simply searching for Up to Me Radio, okay? So please also remember to follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And don't forget to follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at AllieWard45, and you can follow Up to Me Radio on Twitter at Up to Me Radio. And please like us on Facebook by searching for There Is Life After Layoff. And you can find Up to Me Radio on Facebook at Up to Me Radio. So on behalf of myself and the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, I say thank you for joining us on this journey as God continues to use us as vessels of change in the lives of others. And so until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Worse off than you now.